On the 16th of November, in the year 2009, I was visited by the CIA, I being James Manning, was visited by the CIA, Homeland Security, and the New York City Police Department. That visit took place here in this church where we're now holding court, albeit in my pastoral studies where the actual meeting happened. Following that visit by the CIA, the following Wednesday, which would have been the 18th if I'm correct, I received a call from a defective CIA agent that a hit had been put out on me by the CIA, that I was slated to be assassinated, and that such a hit or assassination was called for before the visit by the CIA officers, Homeland Security, and Police Department. It showed up on the 16th of November. The person who had been charged or given the assignment of assassinating me refused to carry out or execute the order. After some months, the CIA decided to come and visit with me, and they did. They were here for just a few moments, and they left. Prior to that, I was informed, or shortly thereafter, I was informed that Obama was a CIA operative in Pakistan and Afghanistan during the war years from 1979 to 1989. His years would have been from 1981 to 1985, 4 years that he served the America as a CIA operative during the Afghan War. The caller also informed me that Obama is still a member of the CIA. In fact, he runs the CIA at present. He then told me that I was not the assassin who was scheduled to assassinate me, refused the order, and that the visit was simply to determine who I was by the officers who came on the 16th of November. He then told me that I needed to look in the appropriate places about information about Mr. Obama, and that place would be Columbia University. That Obama never attended Columbia because he was in Karachi or in Afghanistan during the years he alleged to have traveled or have been in Columbia University. The agent, who did not identify himself, told me Columbia is where I should look for the birth certificate. Now, he didn't mean that Obama's birth certificate is in the Columbia archives. He simply meant that all things you need to know about Obama can be found out by going through the door called Columbia University, and I started my pursuit. He also stated if you are alive in 2010, that is proof of the statements that he's making regarding the refusal, about the, first of all, the hit, the assignment, and the refusal. That if I made it to the year 2010, for these statements came in November of 2009, it would be proof that Obama's activity with the CIA is larger now than it ever was. He did not attend Columbia University, and that he was indeed an operative during the Russian invasion of Afghanistan. I, after receiving such a call, was concerned about the validity, because I've received a lot of calls from people stating a lot of different things. But that it was on the heels so closely of an actual physical visit of members of Homeland Security, the CIA, and the police department, I took it seriously. And it was indeed, and I began to pursue. However, I was reluctant, as I've stated on some of my postings, I was reluctant because I didn't want to follow up on Obama being involved in the CIA helping the Afghans win the war against the Soviet invasion, that would have made him look good. And I was not in the business of doing that. But after some thought, when January 1st came in, and I shared it right here in this pulpit, 2010, I was yet alive, I was a happy man. I went on from that point on to pursue questions regarding Columbia University, and you began to hear me over a period of months talk about that he never went. And I spoke very emphatically, very clearly, that he never attended that school, and he never did. And it became abundantly clear that as shrewd as the CIA ought to be, Columbia is a glaring mistake. It is a major mistake. They just didn't cover their tracks very well. And that it was an open door. And we've now come to the point where we are now in this trial with the information that I have presented and how it was prompted through the phone calls, through the visit of America's CIA or KGB security systems involving me. And I would think that many would know the reason why Obama ordered a hit or the CIA is because I have been a very staunch opponent of him. I have been speaking the truth on him. And my silence would perhaps, he thought, would have helped his cause. Once the trial got underway, our first day of trial was the 14th of May. Mike, who we now know, and this public information here that's been posted in other places, was sent to me, called me to express his informant status and the accuracy of the information that I am presenting. Now, inasmuch as I want to submit this information into evidence,